Jaguars been running that full court man press. And Coach Swayze getting the girls fired up here a little bit. And both teams playing hard here this afternoon, Thunder Mountain. Everyone giving all their effort, trying for that chance to make it to the state tournament up in Anchorage here in a couple weeks. So, buzzer rings. Getting ready to start the fourth and final quarter of the ball game. And here we go. Again, score is 18-37. Lady Eagles with the lead. The Eagles have 5 team fouls. Skagway has 3. All right. So, Eagles ball to start the fourth quarter. We got Patricia and Elizabeth O'Brien in. Desiree Jamestown, Dixie George, and Taylan Jack. Ball goes into Elizabeth Jamestown. She shoots up, shoots the layup, drops it in, and is fouled. Looks like they're going to call Kiara Selmer with the foul. And that's the fourth team foul on Skagway. Kiara's first of the ballgame. Elizabeth free throw is up and good. 40-18, 7:53 left to play in the ball game. Kara Whitehead inbounds Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbling the ball up center of the floor. Dribbles down right side, gets to Matthew Cox. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen looking for Kara Whitehead inside, knocked away. Jensen gets it back inside to Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers, nice post move, but looks like it might have been blocked by Angoon. Patricia O'Brien comes away with it. She dribbles down, picks it up, kicks it over to Elizabeth, who kicks it to Dixie George, who tries to get it inside to Taylan Jack. Ball goes out of bounds, Skagway basketball. 7:25 left to play here in the ballgame. Haley Jensen dribbles down, finds Kiara Selmer. Kiara, quick shot, up, no good. Eliza Myers, great rebound, and she puts it up and it's fouled. So, good hustle by Eliza Myers there. Looks like they're going to call that on Elizabeth O'Brien, that's her third. Eliza's first free throw is up and off the back of the rim. Eliza's second shot up off the back of the rim. Ooh, Kara Whitehead almost gets it. Kara Selmer almost gets it. Angoon comes away with it. Gets it. Patricia O'Brien right side of the floor. Patricia O'Brien picks it up. Picks up a dribble. Gets her sister cutting the lane, who loses it, tries to save it in bounds. Skagway gets it, turnover and good. Haley Jensen pushing it the other way. She dribbles right down the center, shots up, no good, gets her own rebound, shots up, and she's fouled. Great hustle, Haley Jensen. So that's going to send Jensen to the line to shoot two. 6:55 here to play. 18-40. Lady Eagles with the lead. Jensen's first free throw is up off the back of the rim. No good. Jensen's second free throw is up, and that rattles in. Nice shot, Haley. Dixie George inbounds. Patricia O'Brien dribbles up. She's trapped in the corner, and that her pass is stolen by Haley Jensen, who takes it down and shoots the layup, and is fouled. So Patricia trying to stop that drive, picks up the foul, and it's going to send Haley back to the line to shoot two. Score is 19-40. Lady Eagles with the lead, 6:44 left to play in the ballgame. That's the 8th team foul on Angoon, putting Skagway in the bonus. Haley's first free throw, up and ooh, just off the right side of the rim. And Haley's second free throw is up, and that one's off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Miss Elizabeth O'Brien, past her sister Patricia, dribbling up the right side of the floor. Trisha picks it up back to Elizabeth, top of the key. Elizabeth uses her dribble, picks it up, passes to Miss Dixie George. Over to Patricia, back to Elizabeth. Three's up, no good. Rebound, Desiree Jamestown. Desiree Jamestown, Patricia O'Brien. Patricia shoots a three. That's off the front of the rim. No good, out of bounds. Gateway basketball. So, Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor, kicks it over to Madison Cox. Cox looks inside, kicks it over to Kara Whitehead. Whitehead over to Jensen. Jensen skip pass to Madison Cox. Cox, good-looking shot up just off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Elizabeth O'Brien. She kicks it to Patricia. Patricia dribbles up the right side of the floor, and they're going to call Jensen with a push or a block. So, with 6 minutes, just under 6 minutes to play here in the ball game. That's going to be the 16th foul on Skagway, or 15th foul on Skagway, and Haley Jensen's fourth. Looks like Coach Mike Swayze is sending Delaney Rao, probably to relieve Jensen. So ball's inbounded. It goes over to Dixie George. That shot's up, and no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and Goon basketball. Ball's inbounded to Elizabeth O'Brien. She shoots up, no good. Skagway comes through with the rebound. Haley Jensen pushes up to Kiara Selmer. Kiara pushes down the right side of the floor. That ball's stolen by Desiree Jamestown. Then Desiree looking for Elizabeth O'Brien. Goes off her foot, right back to Desiree. She gets it back to Elizabeth, over to Patricia. Patricia walks the ball up the floor. Gets a screen from Dixie George, top of the key, picks up her dribble. Looks inside, finds Taylan Jack. Jack kicks it back out to Patricia. Patricia to Elizabeth. Elizabeth inside to Taylan Jack, who shoots the layup up and good. So, Haley Jensen pushes the ball up the floor, kicks it over Madison Cox, right side. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen, good-looking three-pointer just off the back of the rim. Rebound, Patricia O'Brien. Patricia dribbles down the left side of the floor, all the way down the left, gets it inside to Desiree Jamestown. Her shot's up, no good. And they're going to call a jump ball. Looks like a Skagway Panther is able to get a hand on it and give her a good stuff. Haley Jensen dribbles down. She gets a quick pass up to Kiara Selmer. Kiara jump stop up, layup's no good. And Patricia O'Brien comes away with the rebound. She picks it up, finds Desiree Jamestown, shoots in the basket. Desiree shoots a shot up, no good. And then swings her hand on the rebound as Delaney Rao went to get it. So I believe that's going to send Delaney Rao to the line to shoot the front end of a one-on-one situation. That'd be the ninth team foul on Angoon. Score is 42-19, 4:34 to play here in the fourth quarter and the ball game. So Delaney Rao heads to the line to shoot two. First one's up, that's Manette. Jess Whitehead comes in the game for her sister, Kara. Kara goes to take a seat. Delaney Rao, second shot up, no good. Rebound, Angoon. And they get the ball over to Patricia O'Brien on the right side. She walks the ball up the floor. Pass over to Dixie George, back to O'Brien. O'Brien gets to Elizabeth O'Brien, who's going for the layup, and that's up and good. 44-20, 4:15 left to play in the ballgame. Haley Jensen dribbles up to Madison Cox. Cox back to Jensen. Good cut, Haley. That shot's up just barely off. Rebound, Dixie George. George to Elizabeth O'Brien, who passes up to Patricia on the right side. Patricia running the break, pulls up, looking for a cutter. Not there, kicks it out to her sister. Elizabeth looks inside, gets it out to Kylie Kukash, who shoots a shot. That's up, no good. And ball's tapped out of bounds. They're going to keep the possession with the Angoon Eagles. 3:49 left to play here in the ballgame. Angoon steps up in an out-of-bounds play, gets it into Elizabeth O'Brien. She shoots a three, and that's up and good. So, Elizabeth O'Brien showing her versatility inside and out. Haley Jensen dribbles down, picks the ball top of the key. She's looking for Kara Selmer out of her outstretched hands, and that's going to be a turnover Skagway, and going to send it back to the Angoon Eagles. 3:30 left to play here in the ball game. 47-20, Eagles with the lead. Patricia O'Brien picks up, finds Elizabeth, who's inside, to miss Dixie George, who shoots, and she misses. Kaylin Jack gets the rebound. She shoots and misses. Haley Jensen comes away with that rebound. She's pushing the break and picks it up, stops, pops, and puts it in. Good shot, Haley. 22-47, 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Patricia O'Brien dribbles up the floor, jogs past half court, gets it inside Dixie George. Dixie George looking for Kaylin Jack, throws the ball out of bounds, turnover, and Green Eagles. Heading back to the Skagway Panthers. So, Haley Jensen dribbling the ball up for the Panthers. She gets it over to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman, dribble penetration, not there. Gets it to Jensen. Jensen to Delaney Rao. Delaney Rao on the post, looking to make a move and accidentally dribbles the ball off her foot out of bounds. So, she turns it over, coming the other way, and Green Eagles. Patricia O'Brien dribbles the ball all the way up through the defense, and then gets it over to Kaylin Jack, who pump fakes and puts it up and in. 49-22, Eagles with the lead, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Jensen dribbles all the way down, splits the 2-3 zone, and puts it up and in. All right, Eagles coming the other way. Okay, Patricia over to Elizabeth O'Brien, over to Dixie George, who gets it to Kylie Kukash, who's looking inside for a cutting Patricia O'Brien, and she's going to pick up a foul. Looks like the foul is going to be called on Mocha Larman. And 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Score is 24-49. So, checking into the ballgame is Eliza Myers. She's going in for Kiara Selmer. Kiara's showing some great hustle out there today. Ball's inbounded. Desiree Jamestown to Kylie Kukash. She shoots up. No good. Rebound, Haley Jensen. Jensen pushing the break. Finds Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman dribbles up. Oh, and she's got it blocked. She gets her shot blocked, but it's off Angoon. Possession will remain with Skagway Panthers. Jess Whitehead looks for the inbound. She's looking for Haley Jensen. It goes all the way into the backcourt. Since it never was back, it's not over in the back. So Haley Jensen just dribbles it back up, finds Jess Whitehead. Her pass looks like she was looking for Delaney Rao. Jess Whitehead looking for Delaney Rao. It's knocked out of bounds by Angoon. So Delaney Rao. Skagway sets up in a stack. Delaney Rao inbounds Eliza Myers. Ooh, Eliza Myers looking for Jess Whitehead inside. And it looks like Taylin Jack gets the steal there. She gets to Kylie Kukash. Kukash pushes it up, gets it over to 32. That's Desiree Jamestown. She shoots the three up. No good. Rebound, Haley Jensen. Jensen finds Eliza Myers. She's pushing the break now. She's got a 3-on-1. Nice pass to Jessica Whitehead. That shot's up. No good. Good pass, Eliza. Eliza gets the rebound. Picks it back up, back to Jess. Jess back to Haley Jensen. Jensen, dribble drive penetration, shoots it up, back of the rim. Jess Whitehead with the rebound, and she puts it back up, and it's fouled. Good hustle by Jessica Whitehead. Minute 13 left to play in the ballgame, 49-24. Lady Eagles with the lead. Jessica Whitehead heading the line to shoot two. Jessica's first shot up off the front of the rim. So Madison Cox checks into the game for Mocha Larman. Jessica Whitehead banks in her second free throw. And looks like we got Kara Whitehead subbing in for Jess. Jess kind of took a shot to the face there on that foul. So she's going to take a seat. So a minute 12 left in the ball game. Score is 25-49, Angoon Eagles with the lead. 10 team fouls on Angoon this half, 6 on Skagway. So, here we go. Last minute 12 of the ballgame. Angoon Eagles ball on the far baseline. Skagway sets up in that full court man press. Ooh, good hands, Madison Cox. Desiree Jamestown looking to inbound the ball. Cox goes ahead and knocks it away. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Angoon. Skagway playing some tough full court D to finish it. And again, Cox almost with the steal. Desiree Jamestown gets it into missed Hilda Mendenhall. Then she gets back to Desiree. Desiree dribbles down the court and is fouled. Or, I'm sorry, dribbles down, shoots a layup, misses. And on the rebound attempt, they're going to call Desiree Jamestown with a foul. So I believe that's going to send Haley Jensen to the line to shoot two for a double bonus situation. So, Haley Jensen heading to the line to shoot two for the Panthers. Her first shot is up, banks it in. 26-49, Eagles with the lead. Minute left to play in the ballgame. Jensen's second shot is up and off the back of the rim, and she almost chases it down, but Desiree Jamestown comes away. I think it's to Kylie Kukesh. Kukesh pushes the ball to the right side of the floor, crosses over, back to the center, gets a screen from Hilda Mendenhall, picks up her dribble, gets it back to Mendenhall on the roll. Mendenhall looks inside, finds Taylan Jack. She shoots up, no good. Desiree Jamestown comes down to rebound and is tied up. Jump ball stays with the Angoon Eagles. They're sending Kiara Selmer back in. She checks in for Eliza Myers. And Angoon says in their box out of bounds, gets it in to Hilda Mendenhall. She takes a couple dribbles, looking for the pass, almost stolen by Madison Cox. Gets it over to Kylie Kukesh. Kukesh looks back to Mendenhall. She shoots up, no good. Rebound, Haley Jensen gets it out to Madison Cox. Madison Cox pushing the break. And, left-hand layup kind of looked like it might have been a foul there. She brought her arm down across her, but nothing called. So Angoon brings the ball up. Hilda Mendenhall looking inside for Taylan Jack. Gets the pass knocked away out of bounds. 18 seconds to play in the ballgame, 26-49. Lady Eagles with the lead. Taylan Jack inbounds to Desiree Jamestown. Jamestown shoots up, no good. Rebound chased down by Delaney Rao. Delaney Rao gets it out to Madison Cox. Cox pushing up the left side of the floor. She's got some room. Great pass to Kara Whitehead. Ooh, and Whitehead puts it up and in. Madison Cox with a beautiful head fake. Just lifted her head up and made a great bounce pass to end the game. So, good game, Skagway Panthers. Final score is 28-49. I believe that'll be it for both the Skagway boys and girls team this tournament. Everyone played really hard. Showed a lot of pride and a lot of heart. So, nothing to be ashamed of. Back to you in the studio, Bell.